day Gosai Varan karte hain sarvatma pravishat brajam.
That first day when Krishna entered Vrindavan in such a way, Sukadev Goswami explains, text number
20.
Sarvatma, in all the different forms, it was Krishna. He was himself chasing the calves. And he was himself calling out, and he's telling them, don't go here, don't go there, chasing them back. He's become Gop Sakha and Govats calves. And he's calling each one by their names, just like he was playing before. When he entered Vrindavan, How he is giving good fortune to all the mothers, he is explained.
Because
today the child they have is Sakshat Param Brahma Sri Krishna Bhagwan. He is not an ordinary child.
Sukhmay, Anandmay Bhagwan.
Sukhmay. Anandamaya, Supreme Personality of Godhead. First Sukadev Goswami is explaining how he has his calves entering Vrindavan.
Text 21.
The calves that belong to the cows, certain cows, and those calves, he was himself, Krishna himself. Before he enters Vrindavan, he separates his own calves from his friend's calves, and then he says, and they're all himself. And he tells his friends by name, those are my calves, these are yours, this goes in this group, this one goes in this group. Send this one back. This one has to go in my house. This is my calf. He's chasing them. In that way, he's separating all the different groups of calves before he enters in the homes. Although the calves are not separate, the cowherd boys are not separate. All are himself. Still he is doing his leela. Each group was he was sending to each different cowherd sheds. He entered different homes also as different boys. Respective boys and the respective calves entered into their own houses. Text 22. Started to take the children had entered Vrindavan playing flutes, and each mother got hold of their child and embraced him. Today the child that they have in their lap is Krishna himself, and he also was playing his flute as usual, as all the mother's sons were playing their flutes before they entered. Krishna was playing his flute. And all the mothers, all the mothers of different boys immediately put them in their laps. began to feed them. Today the bliss they were feeling from hearing the flute of their sons is the bliss they used to feel when Krishna used to play his flute. Other day when their sons used to play the flutes before coming, they did not feel so much ananda.
तो माताएं बांसुरी के स्वर को सुनकर तत्काल ही चल पड़ी और जब बच्चा आया
Each child when he comes in front of his mother, they first would offer obeisances. Shashtang pranam. And immediately each mother picks him up and then with both hands she would embrace them and their breasts dripping with milk she would feed her children, each mother would feed her child.
ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि कुछ बच्चे इसमें ऐसे थे
We should remember that all these children were about 5 years old, at least, and few were a little bit bigger, who had stopped drinking mother's milk. As we saw in the forest, when they were having their lunch, they had all brought their foodstuffs. Nobody was drinking, being nursed by their mother. Even it is mentioned sometimes that some of the mothers had already got the next baby. They had small babies. But now they did not have so much affection to those little babies as much as they had affection to these boys that had just come home from the forest. And they started to nurse these big boys out of affection, even though their milk had dried up. But from so much affection, they had so much affection for their child that had just come that their dried up milk again started dripping and they started to feed their children. This is called Vastu Shakti. Actually, the living entity's object of love is only Krishna.
अग्नि का वस्तुगत गुण है दाह पैदा करना
जस्ट लाइक फायर फायर्स धर्मा इज हीट एंड लाइट इवन इफ समबडी ट्राइज टू हाइड द फायर स्टिल इट विल स्टिल गिव ऑफ रेडिएशन ऑफ हीट
अग्नि का स्वरूप
दिस इज द स्वरूप ऑफ अग्नि
परम प्रिय
एंड श्री कृष्णा इज एवरीवन्स परम प्रिय
फिर भी वही स्नेह उमड़ रहा है माताओं को
इवन दो दे मे ही मे बी कमिंग इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अदर बॉयज एंड कैल्व्स एंड द मदर्स आर फीलिंग द सेम लव एज दे वुड फील फॉर कृष्णा
दूध चू रहा था स्नुत अपने आप और सुधा सवम वह अमृत से भी अधिक मादक और स्वादिष्ट था
Milk was dripping and it was Sudha Vasam. It was tasting just like a nectarian beverage. And Supreme Lord Krishna Param Brahman, he drank the milk from their respective mothers as the most tasty nectarian beverage. Text 23. Thereafter, after drinking the milk, the mothers started to serve their children in various different ways.
पहले ले जा करके मर्दन किया उन्मर्दन किया
First of all, they took them and they started to massage their bodies with fragrant oils. The children had worked hard all day and they must be very exhausted. And so, relieve them of their exhaustion, they started to massage their bodies with fragrant oils.
के शरीर में सुगंधित तेल से मालिश करती हैं। हमेशा ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि साक्षात सच्चिदानंद घन भगवान को मालिश कर रही।
Always we must remember that their massage, not their sons, but साक्षात परम ब्रह्मन कृष्णा, the supreme personality of Godhead.
जो जीव के वास्तविक प्रीति के विषय है।
Who is the real object of love for all living entities?
तो पहले उबटन लगाई, तेल से खूब मालिश कर ली।
So they would massage.
उसके बाद मज्जा।
Then bathing.
स्नान कराई।
Then they bathed them.
स्नान के बाद लेपना।
Then they smeared their bodies with sandalwood pulp, etc.
और इसके बाद अलंकार।
And then they decorate their bodies with the ornaments. Then they chanted some mantras. To protect them. Also, they decorated their bodies with tilak, raksha tilak. Mantras are separate and tilak is separate. First they chanted protective mantras and then they decorated their body with protective tilaks. And then they fed them with very delicious foodstuffs. And then after that they started to talk to them, Varta. They started to talk to each one to their child. My dear child, what happened today? What did you do in the forest? Etc. Tell us everything. And after that, they had put their child on their lap and they put them to sleep. In this way, the mothers are giving transcendental bliss to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord in this way, caressing their hair, their head, rocking them to sleep. Lalita. In this way, in every home, Krishna was being loved and taken care of, just like the mother's own sons. And each child, Krishna as each child, was giving pleasure to each mother. Affection, he would call the mother Ma. Well, these days
Amma.
Everyone is calling Mummy.
Sri Krishna bilkul wahi acharan kar rahe hain jo bachche pehle karte
the. Used to be Amma, Amba. Each child is behaving just the way the original child used to behave in the house with their mother. Crying, nagging, harassing their mother. When children, they are always very attached to their mothers. They want something, they go and they pull on the mother's sari and they go and they're nagging and nagging till they get what they want. This is a pleasure. Mother's heart melts and she gives him. Anyway, the mother is dayamayi. She is always wanting to make her child happy. In this way, Krishna made each mother very happy. Mothers were serving their child, Krishna, so nicely and giving pleasure to Krishna, and Krishna was giving pleasure, param ananda, to all the mothers.
इस प्रकार जितने भी जाम होते थे इस तरह से बीतते थे, अथवा शाम के समय आकर के भगवान ये लीला करते थे.
So in this way, every evening Krishna will come and do this लीला.
भगवान स्वयं गोप शिशुओं के रूप में बन गए.
To give this pleasure to all the mothers, Supreme Lord Krishna had become himself all the Gopa boys and all the calves. And they did this pleasure activity for every day for a whole year. Each mother had the opportunity to serve Krishna as their own son, and none of the mothers knew that this is Krishna. They always thought it is their own son, but they had so much love for Krishna. Whether they know or they do not know that this is Krishna, the object is the object. There is a ball of fire, and if one person does not know it's fire, he thinks it's ice. He cannot touch it and feel cold in his hands. That fire will burn. This is called Vastu Shakti. The electric wire. There's electricity. And if someone thinks, it's a rope, and he touches this live wire, the live wire is not going to think, oh, this person does not know I am electricity, and not give electric shock. That's his swarup dharma. It has to give an electric shock, whether it's a child touching the live wire or the grown-up, whether a person thinks it's a wire or whether he thinks it's a rope. The Vastu Shakti is that he will give electric shock. It does not wait for how we feel. If it's Agni, if it's fire, it will give heat. If a material thing can retain its Vastu Shakti like fire and ice and heat and water, what to speak of the Supreme Lord Krishna? How he can... He is Param Priya and he is Param Anandamaya, and the living entity is looking for these two things always.
उसको कोई कोई बहुत प्रिय होता है और किसी किसी वस्तु से व्यक्ति से उसको आनंद प्राप्त होता है. हम लोग भी आनंद खोज रहे हैं.
The living entity has always is trying to find ananda and an object of love, so they make somebody their object of love and they try to find some bliss and happiness.
और हम लोग भी अपने परम प्रिय को खोज रहे हैं.
But we are actually looking for our Param Priya Krishna, and we are looking for our supreme pleasure. But out of ignorance, we accept and we take someone else to be our object of love. And we try to look for happiness in these things. The mothers do not know. The Param Priya, Param Anandamaya Krishna has become my son. But Krishna's his sahaj swarup, his sukhmayata is there. So all the mothers are so much in ecstatic love with their child every day. Every day putting tilak for their child. There are certain marks that on the body that a human being should definitely decorate their bodies with. This body should be kept in such a way that another person can understand who it belongs to, the body.
शरीर पर ये जो तिलक है,
this tilak,
यह बताता है कि आदमी विष्णु का.
This Vishnu tilak, it shows to another person that this person's body belongs to Vishnu.
पता लगता है कि ये विष्णु का शरीर. और भी कई तरह से तिलक करते हैं.
And other sampradayas, they do different kinds of tilaks. But the idea is that from this we can see that this body belongs to Vishnu or Krishna. This is a tilak of our good fortune. Just like a married woman, she wears kumkum in her part, on the head. So by that we can see, we can understand that she belongs to somebody, she is married. Tilak is a necessary thing. We hear in Chaitanya Bhagavat, one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was teaching in Navadvip, when he used to teach Vyakran, some boys came to class without a tilak in the school. And that morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not teach. He let them go home. He told them to go home. When you wear a tilak, you come back, then I will teach. So they went home, put tilak, and they came back. It's very important. It's very important to have a tilak on the forehead. From this we can understand what is a person. At least one should understand that this person is not Yavana and Malecha. He is a Sanatan Dharmi. At least that much one should understand. And the higher understanding is this, that we belong to Krishna. This body belongs to Krishna. So the mothers, they used to put tilak every day. They used to feed them, they used to talk to them, they used to put them to sleep. This is the good fortune of the mothers has been explained. Now you can hear the good fortune of the cows.
Gavas tatha goshtamute te sattvaram.
Text 24.
Kar ghosahi parihut sangatan swakan swakan vatsitaran payan muhur lihantya sravadav dhasam payah. Gauhi jab ghosht ke paas gai, ke hunkar kar rahi thi, apne bachche ko bula rahi thi.
When?
Aaj gauho ke jo bachche hai,
when the cows went to their babies, calves, they were mooing very loudly. And today their children, each calf was himself Sri Krishna.
They
are not ordinary calves. The cows, they did not know that this is not the same child. But from their hearts, unlimited more love was coming out for their calves.
जब ये घोष कर रहे थे, बाएं बाएं बोल रहे थे, तो वो बच्चे भी उत्तर दे रहे थे.
When the cows were mooing and trying to connect with their calf, and all the cows were also talking in their language to their mothers.
भगवान ही बछड़े बने हुए हैं, वे बछड़े भी उसी तरह स्नेह से हुंकार कर रहे थे.
The cows were let loose and the calves were let loose. They were both running towards one another in great speed. Each cow embraced licking their child, and each cow was dripping with milk all over.
ऐसे चूते हुए दूध को स्तन के दूध को पिलाने लगे और मुंह में बारंबार चाट रहे.
And these dripping milk, they started to feed their calves, and again they were licking their babies.
गौओं का स्वभाव होता है अपने बच्चे को चाटते हैं, तो गौएं बार.
This is the nature of the cows. They show their affection by licking their child.
दूध उमड़ रहा था स्तन में.
Milk was flowing.
पुलक अश्रु आदि छाए हुए थे, गौएं इस तरह से दूध पिला रहे.
And tears were coming out of their eyes.
जो बछड़े बड़े हो गए थे उनको दूध पिला रही.
Here the calves had become big, they were not the milk drinking calves, and they were drinking milk. Mothers were feeding. Just like the mothers of the cowherd boys, some of these cows had new babies, and they started feeding their dripping milk to the older calves that had just come, and they did not feel so much love towards the new baby that they had, and they gave all attention and love to the big older ones.
ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि जो छोटे छोटे बच्चे थे, उनको चलाने के लिए नहीं ले जाया जाता.
We should remember this. We should remember this. These small calves, they did not go to the, they were not allowed to go for grazing. They would only stay, they were very small, they would only stay with their mothers.
कुछ चराने के लिए कृष्ण ले जा रहे थे और बच्चे, इसका मतलब कि वो बड़े थे, घास खाते थे.
The cowherd boys, they were taking these calves because they were quite big. They were little grown up.
नए बच्चे जन्म लिए थे, उनके प्रति वह अनुराग, वह स्नेह नहीं था गौओं में.
The cows did not have the same love, affection and anurag towards that newborn as much as they had for these big, big calves.
भगवान बनकर के आए हैं, भगवान बछड़े के रूप में बनकर आए, उनके प्रति जैसा स्नेह.
The Supreme Lord has come as their calves. They actually, they have feeling their love for the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
बड़े बछड़े तो उनको बारंबार चाट रही थी और छरित दूध पिला रहे थे, अस्तनों से दूध अपने आप निकल रहा था. बच्चों को कोई प्रयास नहीं करना पड़ता था, थोड़ा सा मुंह लगाकर थोड़ा दबा.
Lord is hungry for love and he was drinking.
कृष्ण का मातृभाव था गोपियों में.
Even before, Krishna had matribhav, motherly love with those gopis, and all these gopi mothers had motherly love towards Krishna.
अपने बच्चों में था, लेकिन इस समय जो उनका भाव बढ़ा हुआ है वह पहले नहीं था. गो गोपी न मातृतास्मिन आशित स्नेह. और गोपियों का अपने पुत्रों से प्रेम.
बिफोर ऑल्सो द काउज एंड द मदर्स हैड सम लव फॉर देयर चिल्ड्रन एंड द काउज रिस्पेक्टफुली.
अस्मिन का अर्थ है कि गोप बने हुए या बछड़ा बने हुए कृष्ण में पहले भी प्रेम था, लेकिन स्नेह रिपो का.
बट दे डिड नॉट हैव सो मच अफेक्शन फॉर देयर ओन चाइल्ड एज देयर फीलिंग टुडे.
मैं मां हूं इन
X25
बछड़ों का या गोप शिशुओं का भाव था, लेकिन कृष्ण का भाव था मेरी माँ है गाय या गोपी मेरी माँ.
As before, just like before, Krishna used to consider the cow to be his mother or any gopi to be his mother. He used to drink directly milk from the cow's udders. He used to hold the cows and just drink straight from the udders. And sometimes he used to sit in the laps of the gopis and drink their milk also.
इतना उत्कट स्नेह भगवान का नहीं था.
But at that time he did not have so much love for the cow or the gopi as their mother as he is having now.
ये पुत्र भाव इतना नहीं था. आज मान रहा है जैसे श्रद्धान के रूप में आए हैं.
Today he has come. Suppose he has come in the form of Sri Dham. Today he is considering the gopi who is Sridham's mother. He is considering to be his mother, and he is loving this gopi far more exceedingly as he used to do before. Krishna in the form of Krishna, he used to consider her as a gopi, as mother. But today he has become her own son, and his feeling towards her as a mother has also exceeded many, many times, and vice versa.
Yeah, मैं पुत्र हूँ अपने माँ का, ये मधुमंगल आदि जो भी सखा है, सुबल आदि सबका ये मन वहम.
Text 26.
ऋषि मां भद्रधे जथा कृष्णे तो पूर्ववत. ब्रजवासियों का अपने पुत्रों में जो स्नेह
The Vrajavasis, their ropes of affection towards their children became stronger and stronger. How long did it increase? This affection kept increasing for every day for a whole year. Sometimes we see that in the rainy season, the creepers, they grow so quickly. In just a few days, they just shoot up and they become very, very long.
अपने अपने पुत्रों में दिन रात बढ़ती जा रही थी और साल भर लगातार
अफेक्शन ऑफ द गोपास एंड द गोपीज फॉर देयर चिल्ड्रन वाज इंक्रीसिंग द क्रीपर ऑफ देयर लव वाज ग्रोइंग सो क्विकली एवरी डे डे आफ्टर डे फॉर अ होल ईयर बियॉन्ड द लिमिट दे हैड सो मच लव फॉर देयर चाइल्ड
संसार में नहीं देखा जाता
दिस काइंड ऑफ लव इज नॉट सीन इन दिस वर्ल्ड How much affection the Vrajavasis had towards each of their child.
अपने अपने पुत्रों के प्रति हुआ कितना स्नेह बढ़ गया जो था कृष्ण जितना कृष्ण से प्रेम था स्नेह था गोपियों का गौओं का उतना स्नेह अपने बच्चों से हो गया
How much did their affection increase? The amount of affection they had for Krishna, that much affection they had now for their child.
जबकि ऐसा पहले नहीं था
एंड इट वॉज नॉट लाइक दैट बिफोर नाउ देयर चाइल्ड इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ
ऐसा स्नेह पहले बच्चों में नहीं था और नहीं था यहाँ तक कि श्री कृष्ण में भी इतना स्नेह नहीं था वो स्नेह बहुत बढ़ गया
इवन अप टू द पॉइंट दे डिड नॉट हैव सो मच अफेक्शन बिफोर फॉर कृष्ण ऑल्सो द अफेक्शन फॉर कृष्ण ऑल्सो इंक्रीज्ड डे बाय डे
गौ का उतना अपने बच्चों में बढ़ गया निसीम बढ़ गया ये एक आश्चर्य ब्रह्म है लेकिन स्नेह बढ़ गया
दिस इज वेरी एस्टॉनिशिंग वेरी अमेजिंग बिकॉज दे डिड नॉट नो दैट दिस इज कृष्णा दे जस्ट न्यू दैट दिस इज आवर चाइल्ड दे जस्ट न्यू दैट दिस इज देयर चाइल्ड एंड डे बाय डे देयर लव वाज एवर इंक्रीजिंग इन देयर चाइल्ड
पालते हुए चराते हुए अपने से अपने प्रतियोगिता लेते हुए श्री कृष्ण वन में और गोष्ठ में दिन के समय वन में रात्रि के समय सायं समय गोष्ठ में विहार करते रहे
इन दिस वे डे आफ्टर डे इन द डे टाइम इन द फॉरेस्ट ही वॉज प्लेइंग विद ऑल द cowherd बॉयज एंड calves विच वॉज हिमसेल्फ एंड इन द इवनिंग्स एट नाइट He was being the sons of all the gopas and gopis and calves for all the cows and acting just like the other children and calves had done.
और श्री बलराम जी को भी पता नहीं है कि श्री कृष्ण ही सब कुछ बने
And even Sri Balram did not know that Sri Krishna had become all these things.
जो साल पूरा होने में केवल 5-6 दिन बाकी रह गए
And when there was When there was only 5 or 6 days left in the year to finish, then one day Lord Balram had some doubt. Amazed, he was thinking, why is the love for all the Vrajvasis for their children has increased so much? He was astonished.
एक बार की बात है.
One day,
जब 5-6 दिन बाकी रह गए
When there were only 5 or 6 days left,
तो श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी के साथ बछड़ा चराने गए
Then Sri Krishna went to the forest,
और जितने बछड़े हैं
also with Balram.
वहाँ बलराम
We must remember that all the other calves and the friends are also Sri Krishna. So this whole year he was going to the forest, just him. And him as boys and calves. So 5-6 days before the end of the year, he went to the forest with Lord Balram. Actually, apart from Balram, there was nobody else except Krishna. All the calves and the cowherd boys was Krishna and there was Krishna.
Ekda chare anvat san saramo banma visad सरामो रामेण सहित श्री राम के साथ श्री कृष्ण वन में प्रवेश किए बलराम जी को राम क्यों कहते हैं
One day कृष्णा entered the forest with राम Why is Lord Balram called राम रमेति इति रामा
सखाओं को बहुत आनंद देते हैं
बिकॉज लॉर्ड बलराम गिव्स कृष्णा एंड द गोप सखा अ लॉट ऑफ प्लेजर रमा He is called Ram.
Krishna ko sukh dete.
He gives pleasures to Krishna.
Priyama so hayana purneshwajah ajah अजन्मा भगवान श्री कृष्ण श्री बलराम के साथ वन में गए.
अजा अनबॉर्न श्री कृष्ण वेंट टू द फॉरेस्ट विद लॉर्ड बलराम. And there were only 5-6 days left in the year to finish.
इतने दिनों तक बलराम जी नहीं जान पाए.
All these days, Lord Balram could not guess what's happening. He did not understand or doubt. In this way, they were playing.
एक बार की बात है जब बलराम जी गए श्री कृष्ण के साथ बछड़ा चराने के लिए तो राधा कुंड के
When Krishna went with Balram to tend the calves, and near Radha Kund,
के पास बछड़े लोग चरा रहे
थे. Sanatan Goswami says that they were tending to the calves near Radha Kund.
Krishna थे, गोप सखा और बछड़े. सब तो श्री कृष्ण थे, केवल एक बलराम थे.
Krishna was there, गोप सखास and calves. They were all Krishna, and then there is Balram.
सब श्री कृष्ण थे, बछड़े के रूप में, गोप शिशु के रूप में और बलराम जी. गौएं गोवर्धन जी के ऊपर घास चर रही थी.
एंड द काउज वर ग्रेजिंग ऑन टॉप ऑफ द गोवर्धन हिल
लगभग मानसी गंगा के पास.
ऑलमोस्ट नियर मानसी गंगा.
उस समय गोवर्धन जी बहुत ऊंचे थे.
दैट टाइम गोवर्धन वाज वेरी हाई. ऑन टॉप दे वर ग्रेजिंग द काउज.
विदुरा चरतो गावो वत्सानुप ब्रजम गोवर्धनाद्रिशिर सिंचरन्तो दधसुस्त्रणम.
Text 29. The cows they saw their respective calves.
कई दिनों से अब तो साल भर से थे ही तो गौएं घास चर रही थी.
And they were all Sri Krishna themselves, and they were for last almost one whole year, and the cows were grazing on top of the hill.
चर रही थी घास, लेकिन घास चरने में उनका आवेश नहीं था.
They were not interested. Actually, when they saw the calves, they were not interested in grazing the green grass anymore. They were in love, full love for their children down the hill. And they were thinking, when we can run down to our babies and feed them our milk.
अकस्मात घास चरते हुए देखी बच्चों को, बच्चे घास चर रहे थे राधा कुंड के पास. उन बच्चों को देखते ही दृष्ट्वा च तत्स्नेह वसो स्मृतात्मा सौगो ब्रजोत्यात्म पदुर्ग मार्ग. अपने बच्चों को देखते ही उन्हें अपने शरीर की सुधि भूल गई.
As soon as they saw their calves, they totally forgot their bodies.
और स्मृतात्मा अपने आत्मा का शरीर का ध्यान नहीं रहा.
And they had
और उस सारा गायों का समुदाय अपने रक्षक.
They totally forgot their bodies.
दुर्गम मार्गों को भी लांघते हुए अपने बच्चों के पास दौड़े.
When they saw their calves down the hill, they started jumping and even jumping over their cow tenders, the cowherd men, and they're running down the mountain, Govardhan hill.
समझ सकते हैं कि किसी पर्वत पर से कोई गाय उतरेगी और जोर से उतरेगी तो उसके पैर कितने दूर दूर पड़ेंगे. और जब पशु दौड़ते हैं तो चार पैर उस समय उनके नहीं लगते हैं.
वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन एन एनिमल व्हेन ही रन्स डाउन अ माउंटेन हाउ डिफिकल्ट इट इज. एंड दे डोंट कीप ऑल देयर फीट टुगेदर ऑन द ग्राउंड एट वन टाइम.
पैर लगते हैं, पशु दौड़ते हैं बहुत दूर से और पर्वत के पत्थर कांट और जो भी थे सब लांघते हुए चलते.
They were big rocks and stones and bushes, and they just started to jump high on top of all these to reach down to their babies.
पहले तो गोपों ने रोकने का प्रयास किया. वो सोचे कि गायों के सारे दूध बछड़े पी जाएंगे तो फिर क्या.
First the gopas they tried to stop these cows. They were thinking, what if these cows drink all the milk, then what will we do?
करेंगे तो रोक रहे थे.
So they was trying to stop the cows.
बछड़े हैं तो अपने बछड़ों को देख करके गौएं भाग रही हैं.
They could understand that the cows have seen their calves. They're running to get to feed their calves, to meet their babies.
खूब शक्ति लगा करके डंडा दिखा करके गौओं को रोकने का प्रयास किया, लेकिन गौएं तो अब शरीर की सुधि भूल गई.
They tried very hard with their sticks and with all their strength to stop these cows, but these cows were beyond their bodies right now.
तो अपने पालने वाले गोपों को और दुर्गम मार्ग को भी अतिक्रमण करके द्विपद ककुद ग्रीव दो पैर से दौड़ रही थी.
They were running with two legs.
कहीं कहीं जाती थी.
And they were running with great speed.
ग्रीवा थी और ककुद दोनों मिले हुए थे और उदास से पूछ ऊपर की ओर खड़े थे और हुंकार करती हुई जा रही थी जा रही.
This is text 30. और ककुद ग्रीवा, their humps were moving with their necks, and they were raising their heads and tails, and they were lowing very loudly. When they reached their babies, they started licking them, and it seemed that they will just swallow them. They were licking them so much, with so much affection, so much love they had for Krishna. Now that their calf, Krishna had become their calf, and they had so much love for Krishna, and that they were just licking and licking. Immediately they started to feed from their dripping milk bags, and it seemed that they will just swallow them with love. The way they were licking them. This is actually the relationship with for the jiva with the Supreme Lord. This is our sambandha.
जीव शुद्ध होता है और श्री कृष्ण का संगति होती है तो कुछ भी भूल सकता है संसार में व्यक्ति.
When the jiva has love for Krishna, he can forget anything of this world.
शोक की बात यह है कि जीव को कृष्ण का संपर्क नहीं मिल रहा.
The sad thing is that the living entity is not getting association of Krishna.
पहले तो सुनने को ही नहीं मिल रहा है, संपर्क क्या मिलेगा?
They're not getting to hear about Krishna, what to speak of associating with Krishna.
भगवान के विषय में जब प्रचुर सुनने को मिले तो यह जीव का सबसे पहला सौभाग्य.
When the living entity gets to hear plenty about Krishna, then this is his first good fortune.
सबसे श्रेष्ठ.
The topmost.
तो श्री कृष्ण के साथ ही हमारे इंद्रियों का संबंध है, चाहे आँख का, कान का, नाक का, हाथ का, पैर का. जो आत्मा है जीव उसका.
Our relationship, our senses is directly with Krishna, whether it is for seeing or touching or hearing.
संबंध कृष्ण से है, कृष्ण को ही खोज रहा है.
The jiva's sambandha, his relationship, is only with Krishna. He is only looking for Krishna.
वेग से दौड़ करके चली, आकर के दूध पिलाने लगी, चाटने लगी.
When the cows, they saw their child, they had so much love for him. They ran down with great speed, started licking them and started feeding them.
गोप लोग गौओं को रोकने का बहुत प्रयास किए. गोपास तद रोधनाया स मग्ध लज्जो रुमन्युना. गोप लोग गौओं को रोकना चाहते थे, डंडा दिखाए.
The gopas tried very hard to stop the cows, but they were running with such great speed that the gopas, they could not check the cows. They felt simultaneously, at the same time they felt angry and at the same time they felt ashamed that they could not check the cows. They tried to run after the cows and they thought, they were angry. We tried so hard to stop these cows and they didn't listen to them, so they were now running down to beat the cows with the sticks to try to control them.
प्रयास लेकिन रुकी नहीं और वहाँ भी गए तो वहाँ जा करके उन्होंने सोचा कि पहले ही सोचा कि बछड़ों पहले बच्चों को डांटेंगे, इधर क्यों बछड़े लाए, इधर क्या लाए.
Then they saw their children.
बच्चों को भी पीटेंगे.
Then they saw the cowherd boys coming behind the cow. So then they thought, okay, now we will chastise these boys. They're the ones. Why did they bring the calves in this direction?
और गौओं को भी पीटेंगे.
And we will chastise the cows also. No, they were not going to beat them. Just a slight touch of the sticks, just to show them that they were, chastise them.
बड़े क्रोध में गए.
They were very angry.
बहुत कष्ट से गए, कांटों में गए, इधर उधर गायों के पीछे पीछे दौड़े.
They were running down the cows and with great difficulty they had to run, and they were stones and they were thorns, they were angry.
हुआ था सब, लेकिन वहां जाकर के इन गोपों ने बच्चों को देखा.
They were angry. They thought, first thing we'll do is go chastise these boys. And when they went down, they saw the boys.
बच्चे तो सबसे कृष्ण थे.
The children were all Krishna.
उनको देखने के बाद क्या इनकी दशा हुई?
And when they saw these children, what was the condition of these fathers? Just listen.
Shanot prema rasa plutanta.
Text 33.
Jata anuraga gatamanya varbhakan. उन अपने बच्चों को देखते ही प्रेम रस से अप्लुत हृदय हो गए.
As soon as they saw their children, their hearts filled with paternal prem ras.
गतमन्य क्रोध तो चला ही गया, जाता अनुराग.
The anger disappeared completely.
प्रति अच्छे प्रेम उत्पन्न हुआ.
So much love came out of their hearts.
उनको डांटेंगे.
They were
बच्चों के प्रति इतना प्रेम उमड़ा.
The children that they were going towards near Radha Kund to chastise, when they saw them, so much love came out of their hearts that they threw their sticks and they lifted their children and they embraced them in their arms and they started to smell their heads and the tears were flowing from their eyes. Embraced Krishna. They were all embracing Krishna. All the cows were feeding and licking their calves, and all the gopas were embracing and shedding tears on the heads faces of their child, who was Krishna. Because Krishna is in all these forms, there was no more anger. Text 34.
जितने भी परवयस्क गोप थे जो बच्चों को डांटने के लिए गए थे,
ऑल दिस एल्डरली काउहर्ड मेन हु वर रनिंग डाउन टू चैस्टाइज द बॉयज,
ये सब अपने अपने बच्चों के आश्लेष से परमानंद में मग्न हो गए, आलिंगन से परमानंद में मग्न हो गए.
दे ऑल वर एम्ब्रेसिंग देयर चिल्ड्रन एंड दे गॉट एक्सटेटिक लव फॉर कृष्णा by embracing their children. In this world we see, when we embrace children, our loved ones, we feel so much happiness. So then when embracing the Supreme Lord, how much more love they may be, we must feel.
ये व्यक्ति अनुमान कर सकता है कितना कोटि कोटि गुना आनंद होता होगा. तो बच्चों का आलिंगन,
अ पर्सन कैन जस्ट इमेजिन हाउ मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ टाइम्स मोर वी कैन फील द प्लेजर बाय एम्ब्रेसिंग एंड लविंग कृष्णा.
आनंद में मग्न हो गए और बहुत कष्ट से उन बच्चों से दूर हुए.
एंड विद ग्रेट ग्रेट डिफिकल्टी दे कुड बिकम सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम एम्ब्रेसिंग देयर चिल्ड्रन. Because they had to go back and take care of their cows. They could not stop embracing their children. They could not stop the tears from rolling down from their eyes.
बहुत कष्ट से बच्चों से दूर हुए. दूर हुए तो तक स्मृति उदस्रव, बच्चों की याद कर कर के आंखों में आंसू उमड़ते रहे.
And when they finally detached themselves from embracing their sons, by they just went a little bit away, they kept thinking of their children, they kept thinking of their children, and just tears were incessantly just pouring from their eyes.
वे गोप गौएं चराते थे, लेकिन जब जब बच्चों की याद आती थी तो आंखों में आंसू उमड़ता रहता था.
Those gopas, they were grazing the cows, but every moment that they were remembering their children, the tears will just start rolling down their eyes.
भगवान के प्रति जीव का सहज स्नेह है, संबंध है वास्तव.
Actually, the living entity has a very simple relationship, loving relationship with Krishna.
नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य कबुना है.
नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम
करे उदय. जीव का कृष्ण के साथ बिल्कुल प्रीति का संबंध है, लेकिन
द लिविंग एंटिटी हैज टोटल रिलेशनशिप, प्रीति रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्ण.
जब जीव का हृदय शुद्ध होता है तब वो प्रीति उदित होती है.
बट ओनली व्हेन द लिविंग एंटिटीज हार्ट इज प्यूरिफाइड दैट ही कैन फील दिस लव फॉर कृष्ण. That it comes out. And how? And how does the heart become purified? By hearing and chanting.
जब श्रवण कीर्तन होता है कृष्ण का तब शुद्ध होता है हृदय.
When श्रवण and कीर्तन is happening, when he does श्रवण and कीर्तन, the living entity is heart then becomes purified, and then he can feel his natural love for Krishna.
तो श्री बलराम जी ने देखा, ये सब दृश्य देखे.
सो श्री बलराम वॉज वॉचिंग ऑल ऑफ दिस.
क्योंकि गौएं दौड़ करके आई थी पर्वत शिखर से.
द वे द काउज वर रनिंग डाउन द माउंटेन एंड लविंग देयर चिल्ड्रन द कैल्व्स एंड द वे द एल्डरली गोपर्स वर एम्ब्रेसिंग एंड वीपिंग एंड क्राइंग एम्ब्रेसिंग देयर चिल्ड्रन. लॉर्ड बलराम वॉज थिंकिंग.
इसको भी बलराम जी ने देखा, दूध पिलाते हुए देखा.
He saw,
पहले भी साल भर से देख रहे थे.
He saw all this and he saw how the cows were feeding milk to their calves and he has been watching this for a whole year.
गोपों का अपने अपने बच्चों से प्रेम देखा तो श्री बलराम जी सोचने लगे.
Then Sri Balram started to think.
प्रेमर थे भिक्षुत कंठ्य मनुस्मरण.
Text 35.
जितने ब्रजवासी हैं, गौ हैं चाहे गोप गोपी, इनका अपने अपने बच्चों से इतना प्रेम क्यों बढ़ रहा है.
He thought, how is it that all the Brajvasis, the cows, the mothers, gopis, how is it that they're having this increasing loving affection for their own children?
लगातार मैं देखा हूँ साल भर से.
I have been watching this for a whole year that their love for their children and calves is ever increasing every day.
बढ़ता जा रहा है.
Every day. How is it?
बलराम जी ने सोचा कि ये सब गोप तो भगवान के लीला के परिकर हैं. इनका अपने देह के संबंधियों के प्रति कैसे प्रेम बढ़ सकता है? प्रेम तो कृष्ण के साथ इनका था.
श्री बलराम thought that all these gopas are the eternal associates of Krishna's pastimes.
अपने देह के संबंधियों के प्रति कैसे प्रेम बढ़ सकता है?
How is it possible that the gopas can have an increasing loving affection for their own children which have been begotten by their own bodies, the bodily relationship? How is it that they can have an ever increasing loving feelings for their own relatives?
लेकिन जितना प्रेम कृष्ण के साथ था उतना ही प्रेम अपने बच्चों के प्रति हो गया, ये क्या बात है?
But I see that as much love as they have for Krishna, they're now having as much love for their own children and calves. How is it possible?
श्री बलराम जी सोचने लगे.
Lord Balram is thinking.
भगवान के परिकर माया शक्ति के अधीन नहीं रहते हैं.
The Lord's eternal associates are never under Maya Shakti. They can be under Swarup Shakti.
इसीलिए उनका जो प्रेम होता है अपने परिवार आदि से नहीं होता है, उनका प्रेम भगवान श्री कृष्ण से होता है.
So, when they have loving feelings, that loving feelings actually they have direct towards Krishna. That loving feeling is not actually towards their family members, it's actually towards Krishna.
लेकिन अब तो श्री कृष्ण ही परिवार के बने हुए हैं, बच्चा बने हुए हैं, तो अब तो प्रेम होगा ही.
But now Krishna has become their own family member, so of course there will be increasing loving relationship.
श्री बलराम जी इस रहस्य को नहीं समझ रहे थे.
Lord Balram was not understanding this secret of what's going on.
यह भी भगवान श्री कृष्ण की एक शक्ति है कि अपने बड़े भाई स्वयं भगवान.
This is also a yoga maya shakti of Lord Shri Krishna that his own elder brother Balram could not understand anything.
मोहित किए ब्रह्मा जी को तो मोहित किए ही, बलराम जी को भी मोहित किए.
He had put Lord Brahma under illusion and now he has also put Lord Balram under illusion.
तो बलराम जी सोच रहे हैं तत् हेतु अहेतु अभिचिंत्यत. वे इस कारण को नहीं समझ रहे थे बलराम जी कि क्यों ब्रजवासियों का प्रेम अपने अपने बच्चों से हो रहा है.
He could not understand the reason behind this.
यहाँ तक कि मुक्त स्तनेषु जो बछड़े माँ का दूध पीना कई साल पहले छोड़ चुके हैं और जो
especially this mukta staneshu the children and calves that had grown up and they were no longer drinking milk from their mothers.
उन बच्चों के प्रति भी गौओं का गोपियों का ब्रजवासियों का इतना प्रेम क्यों बढ़ रहा है?
Even to those children, why is the love increasing? The cows and the gopas and gopis' love for these grown-up children is also increasing so much. This is amazing.
क्या आश्चर्य है?
What is this आश्चर्य?
देव में इस तरह का प्रेम बढ़ना.
What is this astonishment?
प्रेम होना चाहिए. वह प्रेम ब्रजवासियों का अपने पुत्रों में हो रहा है. यहाँ तक सात्वना.
How is it? He could not understand the amount of love that they, the Vrajvasis and the cows should have only for Vasudev. They're having for their own children. How is it possible?
और तो और मेरा प्रेम भी इन बच्चों से और बच्चों से क्यों इतना बढ़ रहा है?
What to speak of them? My own feelings of love towards these calves and all these cowherd boys is increasing so much, unlimitedly. Like I love as much as I love Krishna. How is it?
मेरा जितना प्रेम कृष्ण के प्रति है, उतना ही प्रेम किसी भी बच्चे के प्रति हो रहा है. किसी भी बछड़े के प्रति मेरा प्रेम क्यों हो रहा है? ये क्या बात है? केम वा कुत आयाता? ये कौन सी माया है?
What kind of माया is this?
कहाँ से आई है?
Where is this माया come from? What kind of माया is this?
और दैवी वा नार्युतासुरी? क्या ये दैवी माया है?
Is this दैवी माया?
श्री बलराम जी कहते नहीं.
No, it cannot be.
देवता की माया मुझे मोहित नहीं कर सकती.
It cannot be some demigod's माया. No demigod can put me in illusion.
Because क्या नारी माया है? नारी मतलब नर की, मनुष्य की माया है क्या?
Is it नारी माया? Is it नर माया? Like can some human being? No, no human being can put me in illusion.
तो आसुरी या किसी असुर की माया?
Or could it be some आसुरी माया? Some असुर, some demon has put his माया on me? No demon can put me in illusion.
प्रायो मायास्तु में भर्तु नान्या में तु विमोहिनी. केवल मेरे स्वामी की माया ही मुझे मोहित कर सकती है.
Only there is one माया that can put me in illusion. That is my Swami's माया, Sri Krishna's माया. पर his own माया can put me in illusion. Nothing else.
दूसरे में शक्ति नहीं है मुझे मोहित करने की.
Nobody else has the power to put me in illusion.
दूसरे की माया मुझे मोहित नहीं कर सकती है. तो क्या बात है कि इन बछड़ों के प्रति और बच्चों के प्रति मेरा प्रेम बढ़ता जा रहा है?
How is it that my love for these children and coward boys is ever increasing?
दासार हो.
Text
38. वत्सान स वयसान अपि सर्वाना चष्ट वैकुंठन चक्षुषा वयुनेन स. श्री बलराम जी सोचने लगे किसकी माया है, क्या है, क्या है?
श्री बलराम वॉज थिंकिंग हुज माया इज दिस, व्हाट इज दिस?
देन
ही मेडिटेटेड, ही सॉ थ्रू हिज विजन ऑफ ज्ञान, हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल आई, हिज आई ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज, एंड ही कुड सी.
तो देखा तो सब वैकुंठ, श्री कृष्ण स्वरूप दिखाई.
He could see that all, every single calf and every single cowherd boy was Krishna himself.
इस बात को जान गए कि सब श्री कृष्ण हैं.
Now he could understand.
नहीं समझ रहे थे कि श्री कृष्ण क्यों वशों के रूप में बन गए.
But now he could see that Krishna himself, all these boys and calves are Krishna himself, but he still could not understand why. Why has Krishna become his calves and the cowherd boys?
ये देख लिए कि ये सब श्री कृष्ण हैं, बछड़े और गोप सखा सब श्री कृष्ण हैं.
So he asked Krishna in a secluded place. He said.
नैते सुरेशा ऋषयो न चैते.
Text 39. He is saying, Shri Krishna, I know
Suresh, Garuda, the devata.
That Suresh, Indra, Garuda, etc., the great demigods,
Gop Sakha ban kar ke aaye.
They have come
Gop Shishu ban kar
and they have become your friends, cowherd friend. That I know.
और कुछ ऋषि लोग बछड़ा बन करके यहाँ चलते
and that some rishis have become calves that also I know
लेकिन ये बछड़े ये गोप नैते सुरेशा न विषयो
but these calves and these boys they are neither any demigods and they are neither demigods nor any rishis sages
ये तो एक भी बच्चा सुरेश नहीं है मतलब गरुड़ जी आदि नहीं है
Not one of these boys and not one of these calves are anyone except you.
मैं देख रहा हूँ.
I'm seeing this.
तो भगवान ने हंसते हुए कहा तो आपको क्या दिखाई दिया ये कौन है?
So Krishna was smiling and laughing and said, so what did you see that these are?
तो हमें वो भासे से भिदास रहे थे. आप भिन्न भिन्न रूप में होते हुए भी बछड़ा होते हुए भी
He says, Lord Balaram says, त्वमेव भाषी सीशा It's you.
भिन्न होते हुए भी आप ही हमें दिखाई दे रहे हैं
You are yourself.
आप ही बछड़ा बने हुए हैं आप ही अलंकार
You yourself are all these varieties of difference. You yourself have become calves and you yourself have become boys. This I see.
बने हुए हैं आप ही छड़ी बेणु विषाण सब बने हुए हैं
इन फैक्ट यू योर सेल्फ आर देयर स्टिक्स देयर फ्लूट देयर ब्यूगल देयर क्लोथ्स एवरीथिंग
और गोप बच्चा बने हुए हैं बछड़ा बने हुए तो मैं वो भासी मैं तो ये देख रहा हूँ कि आप ही दिखाई दे रहे हैं
आई सी दिस
सर्वम पृथक तुम निगमा कथम बद आप ये सब क्यों बने हुए हैं?
But why have you become all these?
मैं सब देख रहा हूँ।
I can see.
किस कारण से बछड़ा बने?
But what is the reason that you have become calves and you have become all these boys?
सखा बने, उसको निगमत बदल, निगमत मतलब संक्षेप बात। आप ठीक है, ज़्यादा कथा मैं नहीं सुनना चाहता।
Tell me in. Okay, you don't have to explain everything in great details, but just tell me in a summarized way what is the reason behind all this?
क्यों इस तरह से बछड़ा बने? और क्यों गोप शिशु बने बद इसको हमको सुनाइए
प्लीज लेट मी हियर ऑल दिस
वृत्तम प्रभुना बोलो भाई इस प्रकार जब भगवान कहा तब
इन दिस वे व्हेन लॉर्ड बलराम रिक्वेस्टेड कृष्णा टू एक्सप्लेन टू हिम देन कृष्णा
बलराम जी अवैत समझा अच्छा ये रहा
एक्सप्लेन्ड एवरीथिंग
तो भगवान ने ये कह करके कहा कि अभी चुपचाप रहिएगा खोलिएगा मत
एंड देन बलराम सेज ओह सो दिस इज द सीक्रेट एंड देन कृष्णा टोल्ड बलराम बट प्लीज For a few days, just remain quiet. Don't tell anybody. So, Sri Krishna's Maya can even put Lord Balaram in illusion. Says in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
एकला ईश्वर कृष्ण आर सब भृत जारे जैसे नाचा ऐसे तैसे करे नृत्य तहर द्वितीय देह श्री बलराम श्री बलराम जी श्री कृष्ण के दूसरे एक्सपेंशन है रूप है
श्री बलराम इज कृष्ण सेकंड एक्सपेंशन हिज रूप
फिर भी वे साल भर नहीं समझ पाए
स्टिल फॉर अ होल ईयर ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड
श्री कृष्ण इन बच्चों के रूप में है बच्चों के रूप में
He could not see that it was Sri Krishna. This is the amazing opulence of Sri Krishna.
माताओं का दूध पीने के लिए उन्हें सुख देने के लिए और गोपों गौओं को सुख देने के लिए
टू गिव प्लेजर टू द मदर्स एंड टू गिव प्लेजर टू द काउज श्री कृष्ण बिकेम ऑल द काउ हर्ड बॉयज एंड calves.
और अपने से अपने को हाँक कर ले जाते थे अपने से अपने को चराते थे अपने से अपने को अलग करके घर में प्रवेश कराते थे
एंड ही वाज प्लेइंग विद हिमसेल्फ ही हैड एक्सपेंडेड हिमसेल्फ इनटू थाउजेंड्स ऑफ बॉयज एंड calves एंड ही वाज प्लेइंग विद हिज फ्रेंड्स हिमसेल्फ ही वाज हर्डिंग द calves हिमसेल्फ एंड ही वाज टेकिंग ऑल द डिफरेंट calves ग्रुप्स ऑफ calves calves एंड बॉयज टू डिफरेंट होम्स हिमसेल्फ Everything he was doing himself alone.
संलालित होते थे स्नान द्वारा भोजन द्वारा रक्षा तिलक आदि
Each mother she used to pamper him, love him, and each mother used to put them to sleep.
सभी के लिए सुलभ है
In this way, this is easy for actually this is attainable for all of us, for all living entities. We can all do like this, but the deficiency is from our side.
हम लोग भगवान के विषय में सुनते नहीं हैं
और वी डोंट वांट टू हियर अबाउट कृष्णा
प्रेम उत्पन्न नहीं हो पाता है
सो द लव इज नॉट एबल टू मैनिफेस्ट
पराया समझ में आ रहे हैं
सो वी थिंक कृष्णा टू बी यू नो ही वी कंसीडर कृष्णा टू बी नॉट आवर्स
कर गौ का सौभाग्य था वैसा सौभाग्य मिल सकता है
जस्ट लाइक द गुड फॉर्चून द काउज एंड द गोपीज हैव We can also be fortunate like that.
Shri Krishna vastav mein sabke.
Shri Krishna is actually everybody's.
Maam prabhadyante tans tatha.
Ye yatha maam prabhadyante.
To bhakti yog ke sadhan dwara bhagwan mein prem utpann karna chahiye. Chaitanya.
So one should develop their love for Krishna in this way by doing this bhakti yoga.
Jitne bhi sadhanon ka varnan kiye hain unhe panch pramukh kehte hain. Panch mein se ek hai Srimad Bhagavatam sunna.
Out of all the sadhanas to develop bhakti, there's five sadhanas, and one of them is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mahasadhan hai.
This is.
Uske dwara Bhagwan Shri Krishna ke charan kamal mein priti turant.
This is actually a mahasadhan. From this mahasadhan sadhana, we can develop love for Krishna very quickly.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण
स्वामी स्वदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चदेश तारिणे मोहनम
टेक्स्ट 43 ऑनवर्ड्स
स्वयैव माया जोपि स्वयमेव विमोहितः एक ब्रीम
And Krishna told Balram that I don't tell anybody. This is a secret. Balram, Lord Brahma wanted to put me in illusion, and I have put him in illusion. This is why I have done all this.
Antaranga sambandh hai Bhagwan mein aur Shri Balram mein.
Krishna and Balram have a very deep relationship.
Sharir bhare vastav mein.
Actually, it's they are both one and two different bodies.
तहार
द्वितीय देह श्री बलराम
कृष्ण बलराम देखने में दो लगते हैं लेकिन ये कहीं है
एक्चुअली कृष्ण एंड बलराम दे लुक लाइक टू बट दे वन
तो बहुत अंतरंग भाव से भगवान ने उनको बताया और कहा कि अब तक साल भर आप आते रहे हमारे साथ गोवत्स चराने के लिए
so,
दिन मत
आइए सो कृष्ण टोल्ड बलराम You have come with me for the whole year to graze these calves, and now next 3-4 days, please don't come, because he wanted to do his pastimes with Lord Brahma.
क्योंकि अभी ब्रह्मा आएगा फिर माफी मांगने के लिए.
He told him that actually Brahma will come soon, and he will come to ask for forgiveness. So don't come for 3-4 days.
Balram ji नहीं गए थे last day. तो उस दिन की घटना बता रहे. सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं हे राजन
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज
एक वर्ष बीत गया परंतु ब्रह्मा जी के लोक में जो टाइम का स्टैंडर्ड
ही सेज माय डियर किंग सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज वन ईयर ऑलमोस्ट वन ईयर हैड पास्ड बट अकॉर्डिंग टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इन हिज अबोड ओनली अ त्रुटि हैड पास्ड
सुई के
त्रुटि
कमल के पत्ते को
इज द अमाउंट ऑफ टाइम इट टेक्स To take the tip of a needle through the leaf, the lotus leaf, that's the amount of time is called a truti.
ना समय लगता है उसको truti कहते हैं. Truti में तोड़ देना.
Truti means to break, to make a hole.
अंगुलीस.
To make a hole with a needle through the leaf, that's truti.
Button. चुटकी बजाने में जितना time लगता है इसको truti कहते हैं.
Or how long it takes to. Click the two fingers. That's called truti.
Shri Brahma ji ka itna hi bita.
That's how long time of Lord Brahma's abode had passed.
Parantu is prithvi par wo ek varsh ho gaya.
But in this planet Earth, it became 1 year. We see the standard. We see the clock.
Ki badi sui aur choti sui dekhe. Choti sui.
The small needle and the big needle. The small needle tells one hour, and the big needle tells, small pointer tells 1 hour, and big pointer tells 1 minute.
तो मानिए 12 से 1 पर अगर घंटे वाली सुई गई.
Suppose from if the hour pointer goes from 12 to 1.
तो मिनट वाली सुई पूरा एक राउंड मारती
है. सो द मिनट पॉइंटर गोज ऑल अराउंड 60 मिनट्स.
और सेकंड वाली सुई
द सेकंड मिनट में पॉइंटर डज अ होल वन राउंड इन वन मिनट.
ये स्टैंडर्ड है.
सो दिस इज रिलेटिव स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ टाइम.
सबसे कम स्टैंडर्ड, सबसे बहुत जल्दी जल्दी समय बीतता है.
स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ दिस अर्थ इज द लोएस्ट स्टैंडर्ड. टाइम पास इज वेरी क्विकली.
थोड़ा सा समय बीता कितना, जितने से कमल के पत्ते में
लॉर्ड ब्रह्मास टाइम
ले गए अपने लोक में, तब तक धक कर लेकर करने लगा.
इट टुक हिम एज सून एज ही रीच्ड देयर इन हिज अबोड इन हिज हार्ट वाज पाउंडिंग. दैट वाज इट. वन ईयर हैड पास्ड.
मैंने ये क्या किया, ये क्या किया, तो देखने ब्रज में आए कि भगवान क्या कर रहे हैं.
देन ही सॉ इन द ब्रज what is the Lord doing, and then he saw all the children are still there and the calves are still there.
कितने वहाँ श्री कृष्ण चला रहे हैं, बच्चे खेल रहे हैं.
Children are playing, calves are eating.
किस तरह से
Krishna is enjoying. He saw.
तावत देवात्मभूर आत्मा माने न त्रुटने हंसा. आत्मभूः श्री ब्रह्मा जी को आत्मभू कहते हैं.
श्री ब्रह्मा
श्री भगवान.
श्री ब्रह्मा इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड आत्मभू. आत्मा मीन्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हियर.
इसमें कभी कभी परम शब्द लगाया जाता है.
समटाइम्स
शास्त्रों में सब शब्द.
समटाइम्स द वर्ड परम इज अटैच्ड टू आत्मा टू इंडिकेट परमात्मा. बट इन शास्त्र इज नॉट ऑलवेज
केवल आत्मा का
परमात्मा
होता है श्री भगवान.
ऑफन इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स दे से आत्मा एंड इट मींस द परमात्मा भगवान.
तो कभी कभी भक्त लोग परम शब्द लगा लेते हैं, कभी कभी नहीं लगाते.
समटाइम्स डिवोटीज यूज द वर्ड परम एंड समटाइम्स दे डोंट.
आत्मभू का अर्थ है परमात्मा से जिनका जन्म हुआ है.
आत्मभू is means the one who is directly taken his birth from the supreme.
Brahma ji kisi laukik mata pita ke dwara utpann nahi hai.
Brahma was not born from an ordinary mother and father. He was born directly from the supreme lord Vishnu.
aisa bhi nahi ki bhagwan ki patni hai uske garbh se brahma ji janm liye. nahi,
not that lord the supreme lord has a wife and lakshmi and lord brahma took birth from her womb. no, it's not like that.
bhagwan se sakshat janm liye atma se. bhagwan sachidanand ghan hai, chinmay hai,
directly from the supreme lord, from the lotus.
brahma ji ko swayam bhu kahte.
that is why lord brahma is called swayam bhu.
स्वयंभू का ये अर्थ नहीं कि जो स्वयं हुआ है.
स्वयंभू डज नॉट मीन दैट ही इज टेकन बर्थ फ्रॉम स्वयं फ्रॉम हिमसेल्फ.
स्वयं से जिसका जन्म हुआ है वो है स्वयं.
दैट मीन्स ही हैज टेकन बर्थ फ्रॉम स्वयं.
स्वयं है भगवान.
स्वयं इज भगवान सुप्रीम लॉर्ड.
सिद्ध वस्तु है, उनको कोई नहीं प्रकट किया, उनको कोई नहीं जन्म दिया.
ही स्वयं सिद्ध. नोबडी हैज गिवन बर्थ टू हिम. He is original.
लेकिन भगवान प्रकट होते हैं उनके गर्भ से.
Although Yashoda is Krishna's mother, but Krishna appears from her womb.
ऐसा नहीं है कि उन्होंने वास्तव में इनको जन्म दिया.
It is not that actually Krishna took birth from Yashoda.
जन्म हुआ है, प्रकट हुआ है.
In his लीला he appeared, but actually he is Swayambhu. He is Swayam.
जिसका जन्म हुआ है वो स्वयं.
And one who is born from Swayam is called Swayambhu. And Lord Brahma is Swayambhu. And in this material universe, he is the greatest personality.
किसी भी विषय में.
In any topic.
ज्ञान में, आयु में, भगवान के साथ.
In बल, in ज्ञान.
सब में.
In योग.
जितने भी आचार्य हैं.
In his age.
नारद जी, सभी. सभी ब्रह्मा जी को गुरु मानते हैं.
ऑल दी ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी नारद शिवा दे ऑल कंसिडर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा टू बी देयर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर.
ब्रह्मा जी को भगवान ने डायरेक्ट ज्ञान दिया था.
कृष्णा गेव नॉलेज डायरेक्टली टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा.
उनको कोई स्कूल में नहीं भेजा.
ही डिड नॉट हैव टू सेंड हिम टू अ स्कूल और कॉलेज.
स्वयं ज्ञान दिया.
ही गेव नॉलेज टू हिमसेल्फ.
ज्ञान दे दिया.
एंड ही गेव हिम नॉलेज थ्रू हिज हार्ट.
क्या ऐसा पिता है संसार में कि सोच ले कि हमारा बच्चा एक दिन में ही सारा PhD कर ले, खत्म हो जाए?
Is there any father in this world who can just think that my son should become in one day all learned in all the education and become PhD in one day?
क्या होगा? स्कूल कॉलेज भेजना पड़ता है,
ह्यूमन बींग्स एक्चुअली डोंट हैव एनी शक्ति टू डू एनीथिंग लाइक दिस. वी वर्क सो हार्ड, we save up so much money, we send them to college, to educate them.
बहुत परिश्रम पड़ता है. भगवान ने तो संकल्प किया.
There's so much work.
हृदय.
The Lord does not have to do any of this. He just thinks. तेने ब्रह्म हृदय. He just संकल्प and it's done.
आदि कवि ब्रह्मा जी को भगवान ने हृदय से ही सारा ज्ञान दे दिया.
Lord Brahma gave all the gyan, all the knowledge from his heart. He just thought Lord Brahma should become learned in everything, and he just did.
और विश्व सृष्टि करने की योग्यता ब्रह्मा जी ने प्राप्त.
And he gave him the ability to create this whole universe.
तो ब्रह्मा जी का नाम है आत्मभू या स्वयंभू.
Lord Brahma's name is आत्मभू और स्वयंभू.
वो अज भी कहते हैं. अ का अर्थ है श्री भगवान.
And sometimes he is also called Aj. Just the letter A is a name of Lord Vishnu in Vishnu Puran.
Name Aj. Aj se jiska janma hua hai wo hai.
And one who is born, who has taken his janma from A, is called Aj. Aj.
Aj naam inka prasiddh hai.
His name as Aj is famous.
ये है कि यही पितामह के रूप में प्रसिद्ध है संसार.
And the most interesting, amazing thing is that this Lord Brahma is considered, he's famous as being the grandfather in this universe.
पति को लोग पिता समझते हैं.
And Marichi, Kashyap, etc. They're considered father in this universe, and then. Lord Brahma
उनको पितामह
is considered pitama or grandfather.
हरिश्वरी जी एक श्लोक में लिखे हैं.
हरिश्वरी प्रभु has said in one shloka that when Lord Brahma had began to understand, he got the understanding after stealing these calves and boys.
तो ब्रह्मा जी सोचने लगे.
Then Brahma thought.
हमको लोग पितामह कहते हैं.
That people call me pitama, grandfather.
सचमुच मैं पितामह हो गया.
Really I have become pitama or grandfather.
देखा जाए बुद्धि की दृष्टि.
Just if you see from the point of view of intelligence, I have really become a grandfather, very old.
जब आदमी बूढ़ा हो जाता है तो उसकी बुद्धि कम हो जाती है.
People say that a person when he becomes old, his intelligence becomes less.
सचमुच मेरी बुद्धि कम हो
गई. Really my
काम कर लिया.
Really my intelligence has become less. I have actually become old. What is this I have done?
पितामह कहते कहते मेरी बुद्धि ऐसे हो गई.
People call me pitama and my intelligence has become like this.
फिर कहते हैं कि वास्तव में मैं पितामह नहीं हूँ. मेरे भी स्वामी, मेरे भी पिता.
Actually, then he says, actually, I am not Pitama, grandfather.
Shri Krishna hai, aur Shri Krishna ke ye sab sakha hai.
My father is Shri Krishna, and all these sakhas of Krishna.
To ye to mere pita hue sab.
So all of these are actually Krishna's friends, are also like my father, and the cows are also like my father.
और मैंने अपने पिता को ही चुराया. जब हमारे पिता के साथी हैं तो मेरे पिता.
I have stolen my father. In other words, if they are my associates of my father and I have stolen them, it's like saying I have actually stolen my father.
पछता रहे.
Now he is feeling bad.
He
is lamenting.
संसार में
Lord Brahma has a very very long life in this world.
जब काल का विभाजन होता है.
In this world, when there is a divisions of time.
गिनती होती है तो ब्रह्मा जी के आयु से माप किया जाता है.
इट इज मेजर्ड विद द लाइफ स्पैन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा.
द्विपरार्थ ब्रह्मा जी की आयु है.
द्विपरार्थ
एक मील 54,40,000,000 वर्ष आयु है ब्रह्मा जी की.
इन संस्कृत his calculated as his lifespan is calculated as 1 neel 54 kharab 40 arab years is his lifespan. After this many years he leaves his position and goes to Krishna.
तो ऐसे स्वयंभू के द्वारा ये काम हुआ, ये भी आश्चर्य में पड़ गए. कल कथा है.
लॉर्ड बलराम इज अमेज्ड दैट स्वयंभू डिड समथिंग लाइक दिस.
श्री बलराम जी को मोहित किया और अब ब्रह्मा जी को किस तरह से मोहित किया ये देखने, ये लीला सुखदेव को समझ.
यस्टरडे वी हर्ड दैट लॉर्ड बलराम इज इल्यूजन एंड टुडे Srila Sukadev Goswami is going to talk about how Lord Brahma is illusioned. Lord Brahma, immediately he came. He came running from his abode to see what reaction there will be.
Vasvetrup mein chura liya, bachcho ko bhi chura liya aur le ja karke maya sayana mein apne lok mein khub badhiya.
He had stolen the calves and he had stolen the boys and he had taken the boys in his planet and he had put all the boys to sleep on this very comfortable soft silky bed with very soft pillows. He'll put them to sleep and he also put the calves to sleep, not on the beds but on soft grass. They just all fell asleep.